SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The White House intends to send Capitol Hill a second request to claw back congressionally approved funding, this time targeting the Department of Education. Correspondent Bernie Bennett is more.
Less than a week after congressional Republicans approved the administration's first rescission package to slash $9 billion of public broadcasting and foreign aid, a White House aide said Tuesday that lawmakers would soon receive President Donald Trump's next round of desired funding cuts for education programs. In a brief interview Tuesday, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise would not disclose specifics about the forthcoming package, but confirmed talks between GOP leaders and the administration on the matter are well underway. Bernie Bennett reporting.
One of the nation's top political observers says President Trump's second term is on course to be one for the history books. Bob Agnew reports.
Political commentator Victor Davis Hanson says President Trump is waging a classic counter-revolution.
It's economic, social, cultural, military, diplomatic.
He says Ronald Reagan tried something like it.
But not this multifaceted fashion.
From taking on big education and the Green Lobby to fixing the border and reinvigorating recruitment to the U.S. Armed Forces, all things the expert said could not be done.
He's doing all of that.
Hanson also says President Trump has undermined race and tribe with class interest, one that stresses a connection between working people from all backgrounds. Bob Agnew reporting.
Tulsi Gabbard, President Trump's director of national intelligence, touted the release of a House report that she claims helps undercut the reality of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Trump has repeated claims that President Barack Obama engaged in treason. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 507 points, the NASDAQ rose 127, the S&P advanced 49. This is SRN News. Florida's abortion ban is working.
Critics of the repeal of Roe v. Wade say it won't stop abortion in the U.S. Supporters of the decision say its purpose was only to allow pro-life states to act on their beliefs, and the numbers indicate that the supporters have it right. The latest from Florida, where the procedure is banned as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, indicates that abortions are down 40%. Other pro-life states are reporting similar declines in their abortion rates. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China's tightening its grip on Christians. The communist government is restricting what believers can do in worship services, requiring them to use hymnals that are full of songs glorifying the regime and spreading propaganda. Pastors' sermons are also being scrutinized, and government churches are being ordered to remove images of Christ and replace them with pictures of President Xi Jinping. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks rose to more records following a trade deal between the world's number one and number four economies. The S&P 500 climbed 0.8%, setting another all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 1.1%, and the NASDAQ Composite gained 0.6%, also hitting a record. Stocks rallied even more in Tokyo after President Trump announced a deal that would place a 15% tax on imports from Japan. That's lower than the 25% rate the president had earlier threatened. Big U.S. companies continue to offer updates about how the president's tariffs are affecting them, and treasury yields rose. The Dow up 507 points to close at 45,010. The NASDAQ gained 127 to 21,020. The S&P 500 added 49 points to 6,358. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.